Now, will you notice we have here now the mind of Timothy. And if you look here at the mind of Timothy, well, he had a mind that was very wonderful also. Now, will you notice the mind of Timothy is like-minded with Paul. Listen to him here. Verse 19 now through verse 24. He says, "But I trust in the Lord Jesus to send Timotheus shortly unto you, that I also may be of good comfort when I know your state." Now he says, "I'm going to send my spiritual son to you, Timothy. I have great confidence in him. Listen to him. For I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state, or who will truly care for your state." Now, this is a marvelous word, this isoupsoukon, like-minded. I have no man like-minded. You see, Timothy was like-minded with Paul. And what kind of mind did Paul have? Well, in humility. He had the mind of Christ. Now, Timothy is like-minded with Paul. And you see, when two men have the mind of Christ, they're going to be together. You don't have to have a national council of churches and a world council of churches to get people together. In fact, you don't need any organization to get them together. If they both have the mind of Christ, they're together. They're together, my friend. And this man, Timothy, Paul called him his son, his spiritual son. He led him to the Lord, and he'd been faithful to him. And sometimes you hear of one of your converts that has turned against you. It's like a child turning against you. And Paul had that happen to him also. But Timothy was faithful to him. And he says, "I'm sending him because I can trust him." Wonderful today to have men like-minded with Christ, then they can work together. And that's the only way, by the way, they can work together. Now listen to Paul. Somebody's going to say, "Now, McGee, why do you always call attention to the negative side?" I'll tell you why, because Paul does. I just anticipated him a little here. Listen to him. Verse 21, "For all seek their own, not the things which are Jesus Christ." They were seeking their own then. There were so many Christians that they were attempting to make a name for themselves. They were attempting to do something for their own glory. And as a result, they were willing to put Paul down and put him aside. And how do you respect others that are standing for the Word of God? When I hear some man of God today being criticized, I recognize that somewhere in there, I may not be able to detect just exactly what it is, but somewhere in there, there's strife and vainglory. The mind of Christ just wouldn't let you do that sort of thing. And Paul says here, "I can't trust these other men. They all seek their own, not the things which are Jesus Christ, but ye know the proof of him." And this boy Timothy had proved himself. "But ye know the proof of him, that as a son with a father, he hath served with me in the gospel." Isn't that wonderful? My friend, how wonderful it is when we really have the mind of Christ. We're together. You and I are together. May I say to you, friends, we're together if we have the mind of Christ. Talk about togetherness. You can't have it any better than that. When someone has the mind of Christ, then you have the mind of Christ. You're together. You're together whether you're 1,000 miles apart. You're together. Nothing will bring you together like that. And you know, that's the reason that when a young man meets a young woman and they're both Christians and fall in love with each other, you know, they have a togetherness that you can't get in just a sexual marriage, friends. All you got is something physical. And you can buy that today on any corner. But when you have the same mind, the man and the woman, they're together. You can't have it any better than that. There's no human ceremony that can bring you together any more than that. This is a glorious, wonderful thing. Now, Paul goes on to say, him therefore I hope to send presently, so soon as I shall see how it will go with me. Paul says, I want him to be able to bring to you the report of what's going to happen to me here in prison. And I want Timothy to be the one to bring the message to you. But Paul goes on now to say something else here. But I trust in the Lord that I also myself shall come shortly. Paul had hoped that he'd be released from prison. Now tradition says that he was, and that he was out for a brief time until Nero reached out and pulled in Christians, and naturally Paul the leader was pulled in and executed.